Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. As always, you can find all of our podcasts about Penn State football online at our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, get our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on our phone. If you don't have it, you're not doing it right, because there you can get all of our content. You can also click on the Ask Ross tab and ask your question in quarter number three if it makes the cut. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. As always, we got a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me is Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bob, how you doing?
I'm great, Shea. It's been a very for a out of season week. There's been news with the Penn State football program and future news, and it's just been a very interesting mid-May, I would say,
when it comes to Penn State. Not as slow as you would probably expect or like. Did I say that?
No, I like it.
And the third member of our team, I saw him earlier in the week, our on-air team. Oh, I almost messed up again.
You did almost mess up.
We're four cylinders.
Oh, you see, he did learn that right.
See, I got it right.
Finally got that part right.
So I saw Ross earlier in the week.
Ross Tucker.
I did some shows earlier in the week.
He's on assignment somewhere.
So he is not with us this week again.
He's on
assignment. Even though I saw him earlier in the week. So you and I, 1 hour. We got it. We're ready to go. We'll do some news and notes to kick off the show. Quarter two is Tucker's Tape. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Now, your questions, his answers. Ask Ross with Bob in the hot seat this week. Brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. That powers quarter number three. And we'll close out this show with Bob and I continuing the countdown for the 25 most important players coming out of spring and going into fall camp. We got through five last week. Ross isn't here.
I'm proud of us for getting that many in. One of us usually gets long-winded, and it's like three, and then we had to get it to two in 40 seconds.
Hopefully we can get to more this week. You and I. Speaking of long-winded. So, did I say that? Yes, I did. So, let's start off our news and notes segment. Let's talk about recruiting and what is on the horizon and what could possibly happen for Penn State right now. They've got three recruits in the 2019 class. They're coming off, everybody knows, a great 2018 recruiting class. There's no doubt about it. But the 19 class, the start's been slow. There's been some changes in the NCAA guidelines in terms of official visits. The calendar's been has been moved around. But Penn State, in what James considers to be a top 10 program now, we agree that they're close. There's four recruits in the 2019 class that are all about to commit and make their verbal declarations, and they all have Penn State as their final schools.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, like probably the fan base is used to with James, usually they have junior day, they get some recruits. Usually they get a couple. Then they have the blue-white game, and they get a few more recruits. And then so they're usually further along. But I'd never gotten a sense from Penn State this year that they were in any rush to add kids. I think they're gonna. They know who their targets are. They believe now that they are close to being a top 10 program or a top 10 program. That they carry a lot more weight, and I do expect they expect to get the kids that they've really, really hard targeted, and I think we're going to know very soon that the size of this class has a chance to, you know, double in size, close to it, if things kind of go Penn State's way.
Yeah, when I was talking to Greg Pickle earlier this week, I said it seems like with the 19 class, because we all know it's going to be smaller, and you're always looking for the right guys. I kind of likened it to the Herb Brooks line from the 1980 U.S. Olympic team when he told Craig Patrick, I'm not looking for the best guys, I'm looking for the right guys. And it seems like that from what you think of covering the team and everything, that's kind of where they're at right now is it's specific. We're looking for these specific guys. So,
well, they do happen to be 4 and 5 stars.
Well, yeah, that's where they're at right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about who they're competing against for some of these guys. But let's do full disclosure first that these four guys are set to announce 2 on Friday, 2 on Monday, as we're recording this, prior to the announcements on Friday. So we don't know who they are. We're going to look at all of them real quick. The first two coming up are on Friday. It's Virginia running back Devin Ford. He's down to two schools, Virginia Tech and Penn State. Boom. The next one is New Jersey defensive end Antonio Alfano. He's down to Alabama, Penn State. Georgia's kind of in there, but it seems like it's Penn State and Alabama.
It's a pretty pricey neighborhood that Penn State is shopping in right now.
Well, I'll keep going then. So the two guys that are going to commit on Monday are Virginia five-star linebacker Brandon Smith. This guy is a stud. He is down to Ohio State and Penn State. And Connecticut defensive back Tyler Rudolph, four-star, is down to Clemson and Penn State.
How rare, not off topic, but how rare is it for a Connecticut kid to get – I mean, Penn State has kind of shopped in that part of the country.
Absolutely.
But Clemson? So this kid, that is not a typical – you don't usually hear Clemson sniffing around the great state of Connecticut. So this kid must be really, really good.
Well, the way Dabo recruits now is he just finds the kids he wants – He finds the kids he wants, and that's who they go after. It doesn't matter where they are.
Sure.
I mean, plucking that quarterback out of Ohio last year.
You just don't see
year,
Connecticut.
You do not.
You don't see Connecticut producing that kind of kid.
No. And let me just say this. All of them are four stars except for Smith. He's already a five star. You know, if you look at the leans, well, my first question would be, how many of these do you think Penn State needs to get out of these four kids? They're all four high-end recruits. How many? What's the number for you to say, all right, Penn State had a good recruiting weekend, come next week?
Well, I think they need to go 500. I think they do. And I think if they can go 750.
And get three out of four?
If you bet 750 in baseball, they put you in Cooperstown. But I think they can certainly do better than that. But I don't think they want to come out of this situation going 1-4 or, you know,
0-4.
Heaven knows. I think that's kind of what they're looking at. That's probably the number they
two
have in their
three
mind. And I think Penn State probably knows before the kids verbal. A lot of times they do know.
They do
like
know.
You just go back to December when they kind of knew some things about who was coming later. They were
right.
Silent. So I think that you're right. The number's three, but the number's going to grow, and the number could be a lot closer to twice that by the time we reconvene a week from now.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Quarter number one, we're doing news and notes. Bob Flounders from Penn Live and the Patriot News. He covers Penn State football. I'm Andy Shea. We're talking about Penn State's big recruiting weekend coming up where they're going to have a chance to get, you know, four guys that have Penn State really high on their list. And you look who they're competing against. Let's talk about that for a second. And being a top 10 program, Clemson, Ohio State,
Alabama.
You know, Virginia Tech is more regional in terms of geography for Devin Ford, but still they're competing against a kid who's looking at his home state school as one of his final two schools. But as a recruiting program, I don't think they're as far off of being a perennial top 10, one of those hammer schools that you consider as maybe an on-field school.
Oh, I think absolutely. They're, as far as recruiting, you just look at the last couple of years, I think if James wants to consider himself a top 10 recruiter nationally, I don't think you could argue that.
And that's not a stretch, I agree.
In a little bit, he could be a top five. He might be closer to top five than top 10. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I do think that
the
addition of a potential addition of a five-star linebacker, I think, would really go a long way, I think, at Penn State, considering where they are right now at the linebacker position.
Yeah, and he is a true middle linebacker, Brandon Smith. He's big. Anyway, it's a 2019 kid. He's not going to be here for a while. So Bob says 2 out of 4 or 3 out of 4. I think Penn State goes 3 out of 4 this weekend and gets three of these kids. And all the 40 rankings and Illinois being ahead of them right now, all of that stuff kind of goes away, and it shows you what James Franklin's blueprint is for the 2019 class. All right, let's continue on. Hey, they announced the starting time for the Penn State game in 2019 at Heinz Field on September 8th. It's going to be a 8 o'clock nighttime start.
ABC.
On ABC.
National game.
And Pittsburgh, the city, will be well oiled and lubed for that one.
Well, the moment the Pirates moved their game with the permission of Major League Baseball to 1 o'clock, it was a lock.
Yeah.
Now, just the two things I would point out about this is that it's going to be from a travel standpoint and from an expediting crowd standpoint and from traffic standpoint, it's going to be an interesting day on the north side of Pittsburgh, getting one crowd out, one crowd in. Where will the football crowd be before the game? To me, that's going to be very interesting. The other thing I would point out now is it sure looks to me like in the first month of the season, Penn State's going to play three night games. They're going to play at Illinois.
That's a Friday night game. Yeah.
They have the Pittsburgh game and the Ohio State game on the 29th, I believe it is. The whiteout game. Does that not kind of have the look of a...
That's a night game.
Yeah.
Penn State at night is a lot.
I would imagine probably James was not really hoping this was going to be a night game because he already knew what he was dealing with. But I think it's always a challenge to play that many night games.
Two of them on the road, too.
Pittsburgh is two hours away, yeah. So it's pretty much a night home game. But I just think that it's a little bit challenging to kind of when you have to do that. And I'm sure he's probably a little bit – there's probably all kinds of planning going on now up in State College to compensate for that fact.
You know, Urban Meyer talked about that last year, them having to play so many night games. I mean, I guess it's part of – oh, gosh, dare I say it – being a perennial top 10, considered a top 10 power program is you're going to get – two or three or four night games a year. So, but it's the next to last pick game. It's going to be September 8th. It is going to be a night game. It'll be interesting. All right, a couple more news and notes before we get out. We got about a minute left, Bob. Greg and I talked Monday about scholarship numbers and that Penn State had, from his best math, it looked like he had to make.
He's not that great at math, but go ahead.
They had to have a couple scholarships disappear.
And lo and behold,
Robbie Martin, offensive lineman, announced that he's done playing football and is no longer on scholarship. So it looks like one of those went away. I don't think it has any impact on the roster, do you?
The more interesting thing is he's not transferring to play football elsewhere. He's giving up football. That tells me, I don't know if it's an injury or he just lost his love for the game, but that's unfortunate. You know what I mean? Because he was a talented player. And, you know, there's always going to be guys that have a chance to go elsewhere out of the program. I think Antoine White did it recently, and guys can play elsewhere for whatever reason, but you never like to see a kid just give up the sport if it's not injury related. You know right. what I mean? So wish the best for him, but I don't think he was ever going to play at Penn State.
Yeah, but if you were a 15 or more and even a 16 recruit, what they've done in 17 and 18 and bringing in the talent, you know, there's an opportunity or a chance that you're going to get passed. I mean, you could just be sitting still and get passed very easily and do nothing wrong. So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Tucker's Tape's coming up next. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.